you very much.
Thank you.
Hello?
Mr. Buford on 90.
Some damn fool out there at Civil Service Commission said your man never had done anything but vote Democratic. And I'm getting him in pretty good shape. I've talked to Simonton. He doesn't know him too well, but he thinks he's a good man. He likes him. I haven't been able to get a hold of old Ed Long. I'm trying to call him, see what he would say. Now, I've got to get him where he can make an affidavit of the Republicans and the independents that he's voted for, because we can't get him for a committee and have him lie if he's lying. But
I asked him, I said, you got to tell me the truth, Howard, and I'm sure he's telling me the truth.
All right, well, you've got to get a list of them, and if he's ever voted for a Republican president, we want to say so.
Well, he has not.
And,
he's only voted for last election, and then an election before, a Republican alderman, a couple of Republican aldermen. And then he voted for a Republican in the general election against her.
That's this year. All right, now just get him to say that without going into the presidency. Didn't he ever vote for Eisenhower?
No, he did not. No, he voted for Clinton. He never voted for a Republican president, but he voted for the man, and these are the people that he voted for. And, of course, he's got that article written under, he's got, wrote the column in that Argus, Argus number of newspapers, and he's always talking about having a two-party system.
Have you got anybody that's a real independent and Republican that would be for him? What about your Republican friend over at the Globe Democrat?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to find out. I've got the guy's home number, and I can call him back tonight. Would you want a couple of wires in there from the Republicans?
I think it'd be good for appointment to some federal to. Understand he's under consideration for a federal commission. He's a good independent, and we recommend him strong. Don't say that I want him. Just say to, just get him to get him sent. Now, he ought to get some of the Negro groups send wires. He ought to get Whitney Young of the Urban League, put his name down. Yeah, and Roy Wilkins has already endorsed him, but he ought to get him. He ought to get the NAACP out there to wire. They all ought to say he's an independent. And you ought to get these Republican aldermen that he voted for, or if they were defeated, they ought to say that he voted for him as candidate.
Okay.
Get a wire, because we've got to build up that record. We just can't let it go, and I don't know, maybe he didn't vote in all those elections, the Republican presidential elections. We've got to find out whether he actually just was showed up all the time. He's from Oklahoma, and I would have thought the Negro in Oklahoma back there would have been voting Republican sometime.
Yeah.
I don't know whether there's any, whether he's got any friends. He may have supported, well, I guess old Kim's dead and Donnell's gone too. I was going to say he might have supported some Republican congressman out there.
No, he's in Jack Cochran in Carson's district.
Well, I know, but his paper might have written a little ad once in a while or a little article for this fellow Curtis. Did he ever support Curtis, the paper, the Argus?
I don't think so. I don't know. I'll find out.
I wonder if he had he been close to your friend Bush?
No. He's been closer to Franklin. That's where I got my contact with him, through Fleischman.
Well, I wonder if Fleischman hadn't got some Republican associates.
Well, I'll find out.
What you doing now? Don't start something that you can't back up.
Well,
I don't think he got him under oath. I think he just goes up there, and I think that we have to be sure that Ed Long says he's an independent, and then have some Republicans talk to Ed Long about him. Some of your friends out there, Ed's got some Republican friends. And let him take him down and introduce him. See if Simon can take him down and introduce him. And I don't imagine, the only trouble, he's not a college man. He's had all this newspaper experience. He's been a radio announcer. And he's got a lot of good experience in this field. He's just dandy. But he doesn't have a college degree.
And he told me that other day when he come in to see me. He said, now, I don't want to go under any false colors. I'm not a graduate.
Well,
he's got a lot of good practical experience.
That's right. And you just work on it and let me know. And the FBI is going to go out there. And when they come see you, you tell him he's an independent, and you tell him that you know it. He voted for John Glutz and the Republican alderman, and you know it. He reported another race, a Republican he supported him. You know he's always maintained that he's an independent to you, and that he voted for Johnson, but he's an independent for Johnson, and he wasn't. He was appointed on this equal employment opportunity, and he didn't represent either party. Kennedy appointed him. He represented America and the Negroes, and that you consider him one of the best qualified and best equipped men you know, and high integrity and very able and so forth, and you give him a good talking to about his independence, and I'll send the FBI to see you.
I'll take care of that. Now, do you want some telegrams just sent to you in care of the White House?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'd get 4-5, and I wouldn't let him know I was running the campaign. I'd tell him be very careful, but I'd get the NAACP to wire him for some, don't tell him what commission, just say for a federal commission.
Yeah, for some federal appointment.
Yeah.
I got you.
I'd say for a federal regulatory commission.
Federal regulatory
commission. Yep. There are a dozen of them, federal trade, FCC, federal power.
Okay.
Interstate commerce, and then we can shift him. Okay.
Have you talked to Marshan lately?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm just trying to get him to come up and spend a day or two with me at my sale.
Well, we got to do something about that fella out there, that ambassador, but I don't know what the hell everybody had shown him to. He had some problems back in school, and his grades weren't too good.
Well, he's pretty smart now. He makes a hell of a speech.
All right, okay. All right, what's his name?
Drew Davis. True Davis.
Is he a lawyer or a businessman?
He's a businessman.
True Davis.
Yeah.
What kind? What was he doing in business? What's the company?
His daddy owned that serum, you know, that serum that you shoot, and then they combine with this Phillips carbine, a great drug asset.
Well, I don't give a damn about his money. A serum, I don't know what a serum. That's not a big company when I'm telling fellas what company he's with.
Well, he's now
Phillips
G-R-O-B-I-N. It's a big...
G-R-O-B-I-N. Phillips Grobin.
Phillips Grobin. The
Dutch outfit.
Dutch outfit.
Serum for what? What kind of serum?
Well, he had a serum, and they merged with it. It's a serum for hog collar.
Oh, serum for hog collar. Okay.
And chemicals of...
Chemicals. All right. Okay. Much obliged. Yeah. Goodbye.
All right.